There's a wide religious gate, and people are going on there with all their baggage and all their self-needs and all their self-esteem and all their desire for fulfillment and self-satisfaction and all of that. They're going on there, but it doesn't go to heaven. It says heaven, but it ends up in hell. And many go that way. But there is also, verse 14, this very small, narrow gate, and it leads to eternal life. But notice this, few are those who find it. And the idea is it's hard to find. And I agree that it's hard to find. It's especially hard to find today. You could go to church after church after church after church after church and never find it. It's a very narrow gate. If you turn to the 13th chapter of Luke, you'll see some more elements of this same teaching. Luke 13, 23. This is very, very important. Someone said to Jesus as he was passing from one city and village to another on his way down to Jerusalem, someone said to him, "Lord, are there just a few who are being saved?" That was the implication of Jesus' teaching, that this is a narrow gate, that this is hard to find. And so the question comes, it seems like you're saying there are just a few who are being saved. And he said to them, "Agonize, agonizomai, strive to enter by the narrow door. For many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able." It's hard to find and it's hard to get through. Why? Why is it so hard to find and why is it so hard to get through? Answer, because it's so hard to deny yourself. So hard. That's the reigning reality in human fallenness, that man is the master of his own soul, the captain of his own fate, that man is the monarch of his own world, that man is king, and to say he has to slay himself, deny himself, that's too much to swallow. You preach a gospel that doesn't include that, and people will flock around to get out of hell into heaven. You start preaching the true gospel that calls for total and absolute self-denial, the recognition that you have nothing of which you are worthy, nothing of which you can be commended, nothing in you that needs to be salvaged, but rather you're willing to slay everything you are, all your hopes, dreams, ambitions, for the sake of the pearl, for the sake of Christ, then you're coming on God's terms. That's not easy. It's hard, first of all, to find that truth, and it's even harder once you've heard it to submit to it. Because man worships himself, he's his own God.